Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history on August 26th. The first face mask patent is filed. The New York Giants leave the Bronx. Colin Kaepernick takes a knee in protest. And the birthdays of Garrett Cochran, Aaron Rosenberg, Harry Smith, and Donnie Schell are all remembered. These stories and more coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. Welcome to the Pigpen once again. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. We are sure glad that you joined us today, and we have a little bit of an ask of you. We need to get your feedback on how you like the program. You can email us at PigskinDispatch@gmail.com. Let us know your feelings, the good, the bad, the ugly. We want to know it all. We want to know what you're thinking, what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to hear less of, and we're planning some big things coming up here for the NFL season coming up in September, and we want to make sure that everybody's on board with what we're doing, and we're going in a positive direction for you, the listeners, because your opinion is what counts. So we want to make sure we're doing what you want us to guide us to. So let's go to our football history headline. August 26, 1935. The first face mask was a rubber wire mask created by Vern McMillan, and this invention was to help protect the faces of players. So it was the first patent of the face mask, 1935, on August 26. August 26, 1971, the New York Football Giants declared on this date that they were leaving their home field in the Bronx to play their home games in New Jersey starting in the 1975 season. August 26, 2016, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneels during the U.S. national anthem prior to a preseason game at San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium in protest and objection of racial injustice throughout the country. Now, those are some great bits of football history, some very important events that happened in football history, and they're all very critical, they're all very important, they all are turning points in football history in their own respect, and we want to make sure we celebrate these days of football, because not everybody gets the chance to do that, and we have football history each and every day, and we are sure glad that we're able to share it with you. Something else we would like to share with you? Well, we'd like to share a few words from our sponsors, especially when they can give you awesome deals on some stuff you're really going to love, especially the football products, and let's hear those words from Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. I told you they were going to have a great deal for you, 15% off on those great products. You can't go wrong there, Row One Brand. Make sure you take advantage of that special. Now let's go to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this August 26th in football history. August 26, 1876, Garrett Cochran. He was a former N from Princeton University who in 1971 was selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame. He was named to the All-American team in his Princeton career that lasted from 1894 through 1897. After playing, Cochran became the head football coach at University of California, Berkeley, and then went on to the U.S. Naval Academy to head their program before finally returning to Princeton in 1902 to coach their ranks. August 26, 1912, Aaron Rosenberg. He was a guard from the University of Southern California who entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1966's induction ceremonies. The two-time All-American went on to become a Hollywood producer, and he most famously had a nomination for the Academy Awards for Best Picture for his 1962 film, Mutiny on the Bounty. Wow, that's some pretty good football history there. Great trivia question there. August 26, 1918, Harry Smith was born on this day, and he was another great guard from USC that is enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame. Black Jack Smith, as he was called, earned All-American honors in 1938 and 1939. The USC squad also defeated Notre Dame in each of those two seasons. The 1939 season culminated with a 14-0 blanking of the University of Tennessee in the Rose Bowl to give the undefeated Trojans the national championship. August 26, 1952, Donnie Shell. He was a former undrafted safety of the Pittsburgh Steelers from South Carolina State University. Mr. Shell is enshrined in both the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He just went in this past August 2021. I was there. And as a Steeler, he registered 51 interceptions as part of that famed Steel Curtain defense, which is an NFL record for the position. He won four Super Bowl rings during his 14-year career in Pittsburgh. And he was undrafted. Yeah, Bill Nunn, another great player, or another great enshrinee in the 2020 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, 2021 he went in. Donnie Shell went in the 2020 class. They both happened in 2021. But Bill Nunn, that great talent scout for the Pittsburgh Steelers player personnel, would go down to those traditionally black colleges and just find some dandies in there. You know, Donnie Shell and, you know, L.C. Greenwood, John Stallworth, just to name a few. Some really found some real gems down in there where nobody else was going at the time. And what a great one he found in Donnie Shell. He was part of that 1974 great class that they brought in to the Steelers, where they had, I think they had four or five rookies from that class, including Donnie Shell, make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Truly amazing. Now, what else is truly amazing, that we are sure glad that you joined us here once again. We appreciate your patronage and your listenership and your diligence in clicking on our podcast each and every day to listen to us. Those numbers are showing it. We're getting more popular by the day, and it's because of you, our listeners, our faithful listeners, listening and enjoying the football history. Like we said at the beginning, if you have some feedback to give us, we'd sure love to hear from you. I will answer each and every email sent personally. That's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We certainly appreciate you, appreciate your time, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy some other great podcasts from the Sports History Network, because there's a plethora of them on there that hours of enjoyment. Just sit back in that easy chair, put the earbuds in, and just relax and crank out the football and sports history for a long time. And you can go for days on what our content we have on Sports History Network. Also, you want the football content? PigskinDispatch.com and that powerful Earl to Go search box on our front page. Clip, just put about anything in there and click search, and you'll get one of our either our partners on Sports History Network's website or our Pigskin Dispatch website. We'll answer the questions and have some great content come up for you on your word of choice for football. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.